Good morning. Welcome to 101.9 FM.
What up?
TR, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. Wow. What a day to be alive. Simon, you're back. You're drinking coffee. You told me last week that you had like a big double espresso, and it was a bad experience, but I didn't know that that actually triggered you.
I didn't say any of that. I didn't say that I had a bad experience, and I didn't say I had a double espresso. I don't know what these fantasies are that you're coming up with.
You said that you had a drink.
Okay.
A coffee drink, and that it was like a big mistake type thing.
No.
You said something like that.
Those are not my words.
You had a drink?
Yeah. Let's try it again, though. Third time's a charm.
You fell off the wagon.
Yes, sir.
By having a drink.
A drink of
and
coffee.
And it was. You said it was a mistake, or you said something like that.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Well, whatever.
What do you think you said?
Let's check the tapes.
Okay, well, you told me. Let's bring it up.
What do you think I said? Because I know what I said.
Oh, you know what you said.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then tell me.
I just said that... I had a cappuccino and it was delicious, and then I started having a cappuccino every day because they're so amazingly good.
Well, I'm drinking coffee as the judge in this situation.
Yeah. There's a complete draw. There's no way to tell who is right here.
And even if there was,
however, I'm siding on the side of cappuccinos are delicious. And you know, generally, I'm going to say, Alex, you're probably wrong.
Okay. I mean, I'll concede this. There's a chance I said it was a mistake because now I'm drinking coffee every day again. Yeah,
I was just trying to segue into
coffee. But you're saying it like I had a double espresso and then I was like jittery and like freaking out. My heart was beating really fast or something.
I've done that.
Sounds like you're not the level of defense here.
Yes,
is almost proving that the coffee is a mistake.
That's not true. But people say that like, oh, you're getting real defensive. It's like, yeah, you're attacking me. What am I supposed to do?
I wasn't attacking you. I was just trying to get into
now
coffee
you're being
talk.
Defensive. I think you were attacking me.
The posture is very attack posture.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here.
I'm trying to catch you in a lie right here.
A lot
here.
Like a hawk swooping in, but you know? It might just be the nose.
And you're also throwing coffee at him, so that's not
hawks
really
do prey on.
Ow, stop it. It hurts.
Hawks do prey on rodents.
That's true. You got it out the second time. Congratulations. Yeah.
Well, he talked over me. I didn't flub it.
That's what you deserve. Okay. What's going on today, guys? This is great. Great start.
This is good. A lot of tension off the start. That's always a good place to start.
It's mainly sexual, though, so it's okay.
Roman Mancini is our comedian guest.
Thank you. I'm here. I'm excited. This is fun. I think this is the 700th time I've done the show.
Great. Amazing.
I might be the number one guest.
It's not hard to hit that spot.
That's true. Yeah.
Hey, are you doing nothing on Friday? Yeah, definitely. I'm not doing anything on Friday, so I'll be here.
Gavin Clarkson had a good run. He had a good third mic run.
He really fell off.
Where did that guy go?
Back to his old spelunking.
Right.
Whatever he does in that coal miner hat.
Yeah. That he wears always, even when he's not.
He's quite a character.
Deep in the mines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I went to, Gavin and I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gavin, mm-hmm. Roman and I, we went with Gavin to
Abbotsford,
and
it tell was, the audience what you're laughing
how
at.
How audience was the audience?
Why are you so nervous right now, Alex?
You're throwing What's me off. I think it's understandable. You're every third word.
Yeah, I know. Confidence,
here.
Talent, it really throws you off, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Let's settle in.
We'll bring it down just for Alex not to screw everything up. So we'll definitely be less great at everything, and Alex can. Really
I don't think
the
I
void.
Can do that. I mean, I'm not even trying. You know,
right?
So we went to Abbotsford.
Look at you.
You're like the. No. You're not letting me speak. You just let me.
All right, go ahead.
We went to Abbotsford.
We sure did.
We went to audience.
They were visiting. Do you need to? Do you have a bit that you want to do or
something? No, this is the bit. I mean, welcome to radio.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. Tell your Abbotsford story.
It's not great. I don't think there's much.
Of course not.
Should we take a musical break or something?
Let's take a two-hour-long one.
I was there in Abbotsford.
Let's play an essential mix at BBC.
I was there in Abbotsford. It was fun.
Okay.
What happened in Abbotsford?
Well, I was just going to say that we were driving out with Gavin's fiance.
Yeah.
And then it was really awkward because... She was like, oh, this is the first time I've seen my mom in 2 years. We don't get along. And she's just like having fights with her on the phone.
Yeah, that was...
And I thought for a long time that we were actually... We had to come to dinner.
I don't know why you thought that. That was
I just assumed that because we were in the car and... I think she made like a joke about us coming to dinner.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, she's serious.
Oh, and you believed her.
That's uncomfortable. I don't know how jokes work.
So was there just long silences and...
Well, we didn't go to dinner.
No, I know.
You mean
the car?
Yeah. We wrote a lot of roast jokes.
We saw scenic Abbotsford also.
Nice. Yeah, we had
the greater Abbotsford area.
An odd pizza experience. And
okay.
Yeah, it was good. And then last night, we were at Benny's Bagels.
We sure were.
I mean, I was headlining.
I was hosting.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, as it should be.
You did a lot of time between acts.
I did find that. But, you know, if you don't pay your host.
You're working on material.
That's the upside. If you're not getting paid to host, then I'm going to do a lot of time. That's the reality of
whether the audience likes it or not.
No, they were, you know, not really feeling it. But
no?
Well, not feeling it.
They're digging into their schmear.
It's okay to say. It's okay. You were working it out. I mean.
I was just working some stuff and you know, I had a captive audience. So, you know, I did some time.
One of the comics I saw last night, like one of the most successful Vancouver comics, did a joke that I was like, I can't hear that joke anymore. Like, I've heard every single comedian do it. So I went on Twitter and I tweeted, open mic comic. If you get frustrated, you can say the joke at open mic comic and he'll retweet it. And it's the most retweets and likes I've ever gotten on a tweet. So apparently people are...
That's two humble brags so far you've got.
Well, it's also kind of sad, though, that the most I've ever got is... bitterly complaining about.
Yeah.
But
it's fitting. That's what you're good at.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is really your vibe of, you know, just life.
Bitterly complaining about things.
Well, you were recently talking
all the
about
way to the bank.
I think the last time we did Benny's, or a couple of times ago, you were talking about how you had complained to that white spot and gotten free white spot.
Yeah, I mean, it does work.
Oh, yeah, that story, that long, long story about the coupons.
So
you ruined that guy's day. Just being a complainer about your free things. Oh, God. You complain more about free things than anybody else.
No. I got the free things because of my bad experience with my paid product.
I know, and it's just helping your psychosis. It's just increasing it. Oh, this poor world.
The coffee... has had an effect on you.
I like it. I haven't even had a sip yet,
guys.
That's why.
This is all hangover just coming out. I'm sweating out the evil, and it's
speaking of sweating.
You've got downers and uppers. And
woo! Yeah.
I don't know about how much you were sweating at that show last night, but I was dying.
This is so
hot in the bagel shop.
I get there at the end.
That wasn't even a joke. I was just saying that.
Hot as an oven in the bagel shop. Well, I love that.
Jesus. I'm killing today.
Yeah. All right,
guys.
This guy's a master.
I gotta go.
Okay, so, very hot.
Like
everyone's sweating. It's just disgusting. Oh, people are tired. Nobody wants to laugh.
Yeah. I'll do 6 minutes in between acts.
And
I'll do a full bit in between acts.
The door at the front, a big, big open door. Big door.
A very regular door.
It's closed. We get there, and I'm like, I open it, and everyone goes, oh, wow. I go, what? This is a metaphor for global warming here. The door is, this simple action could be taken to
fix
everything.
The real problem, though, is that place is on West Broadway, so the beeline is going by every, like, couple of minutes, and it's just really, like, very, it's not great to have your punchline punctuated by a bus screeching by.
I guess either way, it's kind of bad. That's true. Well... anyway, that was fun. Every Thursday, Benny's Bagels. And then next week, we're going to be at Laugh Lines.
Big week next week.
This is huge for us.
Huge.
Which night are you?
I think the Friday.
Is it a competition?
No, this is a true blue weekend of comedy with Roman guest spotting and me featuring Friday, Saturday. So,
woo! That's exciting. Wow.
It's
going
to be my first feature.
Where do people go to see that, to get tickets to that?
You know
whatever.
What? If you message the Facebook group Vancouver, right, I can probably get you in free at this point.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. I'm
free comedy? That sounds amazing.
Come and see a free with headliner.
It's easy to get to Laugh Lines.
If you message me, I will just make a new friend.
I don't know if they give guests any comps, but I'm sure they do.
It's easy to get to Laugh
Lines. I was just
looking
for friendship. That was all.
Oh, fair enough.
Columbia SkyTrain Station, baby. And you know what? Laugh Lines is actually great. They give everyone a drink. If you're doing guest spot, they give you a free beer, which is huge.
Everyone
that's
performing.
That's nice. Yeah.
You know.
Not the audience, unfortunately.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, they give everyone
a drink.
If you're walking down the street, if you live in New Westminster, you're getting a free drink.
Clarify.
We get a free drink because everyone else is getting ripped off.
Yeah.
You know, we're working hard. Trust me, we get ripped off plenty.
But that'll be fun. That's the first weekend show I've done since I've been in town, so that's nice. Exciting.
Wow. Cool. Simon, what's up with you?
I'm going to Rib Fest later today.
I will be working at the...
Are you serious?
Yep.
I'm going to throw a rib at you.
All right. I'll
buy you some ribs.
Let's do this. I might get free ribs.
Yeah, I bet.
Maybe I can give
getting
you
a lot of free stuff recently.
Right?
Free
yeah.
If you don't get ribs.
Oh, you're a sweet boy. No, yeah, I'm going to Rib Fest in Port Moody. It's going to be awesome.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
I'm looking forward to it.
This up. I don't really know anything about Rib Fest.
Ribble. Yeah.
I thought it was
It's
I was going to say Rib Life.
Rib Life.
Because I was looking at a song called Life.
It is a lifestyle, you know?
It really is.
Barbecue sauce is a lifestyle. Yeah, it's just, it's in Port Moody right outside that, if you know anything about Port Moody, there's a strip. I can't remember the name of the street.
This is great. I searched the Rotary Club Rib Fest, which is what it is in Port Moody. And the first article that comes up, it says,
10 murdered at Rib Fest.
seventh annual Rotary Rib Fest confirmed a huge success. But it's by like a local paper. Yeah. Like, we did it,
Port
everyone.
Moody Times.
Yeah, it's definitely good.
What's the full name of it?
I mean, how can a rib fest be a failure?
If black ribs, there. Zero ribs, yeah. That would be a failure.
I heard one of the best jokes by this guy named Stephen Bird, which Simon knows.
Yeah, I love Stephen Bird.
Okay,
yeah.
He goes, I think the life of an anteater, at the end of your day, you're probably just thinking, okay, did I eat a lot of ants today? If yes, good. If no, I don't even know who I am anymore.
Wow, Stephen Bird. Incredible.
I liked it. Anyway, yeah, this looks cool. There's live music.
Yeah, I mean, there's what? Pork ribs, beef ribs, and then basically you're done, right? There's no other rib.
This website is lacking. There is nothing about the ribs.
Well, how much information
thing.
Do you need?
It's outside people. I think they just came through the Calgary Stampede. Like, they're traveling... fest of ribs.
Yeah, I think back home in Ottawa, where I'm from, there it was a couple of months ago. So I think they're slowly.
It's
making,
the same people, yeah.
Probably, yeah. I think like if you get in that professional rib circuit,
yeah,
it's just a rock and roll lifestyle of ribs.
I wonder if there's a rib eating contest. There has to be.
There,
right?
I mean, why else would you have a festival?
Oh boy,
there. Yeah, this will really help your colon too.
Oh, you
piling some ribs in there at the end.
Here's the amazing thing about my colon. There's a. I almost have like an eject button where after I eat a large meal, I just go and clear everything out, and I feel great. I could eat again.
You're like goose.
It's like I'm like a goose. Yeah.
No, Top Gun reference.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Punches out.
Okay. Either way. Yeah.
I had lunch buffet. Like I had Indian buffet for lunch the other day instead of just buying groceries because I was
sure.
Like,
yeah.
And I was really scared about how like quickly after that I was like I could eat again.
Yeah.
Like I had like four plates and I was like 35 minutes later, I was like, oh, I could eat like a full pizza right now. And that was a little like concerning. I thought
after every big meal, that's how I feel. Cause I go make some room and then I'm good to go. I don't know. Do you have to stay away from saucy foods, Roman? You have quite the beard on you. Does that deter you?
No, it doesn't, but I'm okay with having things in there.
Yeah. It doesn't bother you.
It doesn't. It might bother the general public, but I'm
you
fine
don't care
with
about it.
It. Not to brag, but I do make out once in a while. Woo! Okay. And sometimes, like,
that's part
if
of the
mouth action is not right on each other, like, it'll push hairs into my mouth, and that's always, like, a fun, awkward situation.
It's like a little car wash
for
your teeth.
Yeah, and just, like, having a girl recoil because she's like, I don't want to, yeah, I'm, like, eating beard right now. And I'm like, well, you know, that's the lifestyle you chose, so.
Yeah. The beer chicks, or the beard, beer chicks.
The beard chicks.
The beard chicks.
The beard chicks, that's what you're into.
Just probably enjoy it, though, because they've made that choice where you're a beard man.
Yeah, I think so. I think they know what they're getting into.
Yeah,
they should at this point.
You have to
If you don't like it, then don't live in Vancouver is basically the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make out with a bearded man if you don't want
But please make out with bearded men, because some of us are lonely.
Okay, yeah, you've made a couple references to that. You need friends.
Yeah.
You're lonely.
Well, it's just like, as an occasion.
Well, I mean, like... When
just seemed like the thing to say.
After you've been drinking,
I see.
You know, like it's
don't trust this man.
Yeah.
Nothing he says is real.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's life?
Whoa.
After you've been drinking for a while, people make booty calls late at night.
Okay.
I feel like I've never actually made a booty call, but like the equivalent.
Is that, like, sorry, does that only happen when you've been drinking a lot? Like, you make a booty call?
I don't think
I've ever done that.
Well, even if you're just late at night, and it's just the sense of desperation more.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
And. For me, it's like I do that with friends. Like it's 2 a.m. It's like I need to just like start calling acquaintances, and I'm like going down and further. It's like, hey man, we met back in Photoshop class in 2009. It's like, dude, I live in New Zealand now. I moved. you would know this if we
were actually friends.
Yeah.
Like, if you cared.
This is inappropriate.
Yeah, that's a friendship booty call.
A buddy call.
A buddy call.
Oh, I like that. Hmm. Yeah. Make a buddy call. I like that. That's good. Let's get that happening out there.
Yeah. Huh?
All right, public, it's in your hand. It's in your hands now, general public, please.
I have a large social media following, so I'm going to get that hashtag out there for you.
Cool.
You're welcome.
Nice. I mean, I am just going into material in the middle of the show, but...
Yeah, okay.
Well...
You're also looking stuff up on the old computer there, so what's going on there?
Trying to find a song.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is...
Why would you contribute to the conversation instead of looking things up?
Just drop into your app.
And ignoring,
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with Pokemon Go, guys?
Yeah, I'm excited about Ribfest, but last weekend, it's hard to top. I went to see ICP in...
Oh, that would be tough. ICP, the Insane Clown Posse.
The Insane Clown Posse in a club in Victoria. And, I mean, I'm not even a fan. Like, I just take a passing interest like everybody does. And, like, the sociological...
The way you look at a car crash.
Yeah, well...
Did you get a sense that was like half of the audience?
No, they were.
You were the only. Yeah. I would have thought I would have been. I would have thought.
Yeah, no, a lot of people like. There was a huge lineup to get in, and a lot of people walking past, you could hear them being like, Juggalos are weird.
Oh.
You know, I got to get out of here. They were just uncomfortable being that close to the fan base. But when we got in the.
Because I would almost go if it wasn't. Like, I would be interested in that just from that perspective.
Yeah, but. Oh, nice.
Little ICP for people.
Yeah, a deep cut. It's about this life we live, and let me try to swerve some of this attention you give to them distant ass relatives over ham dinner. If they really ham dinner.
So this is, who are the two guys again?
Violent J.
And
Shaggy Too Dope.
Shaggy Too Dope. It's interesting, too, because they're called the Juggalos.
Yep.
And they're called the Insane Clown Posse, but it's not a posse, it's just two guys.
They have a extended family.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So you're in line.
Yeah.
And then you get in there.
As we were getting checked by the bouncer, he was like, I was with a couple friends, and he was like, you guys are the most normal looking people here. And they're like, yeah. And that's saying something.
A lot of face painting and.
Oh, yeah. Lots. Lots of, you know, attire, Juggalo hats, Juggalo jerseys, lots of shirtless men. A lot more women than I expected to see.
Right.
And also, weirdly enough, the nicest crowd, like show crowd I've ever been in. No shoving.
Yeah.
No fights. I didn't see a single fight.
Yeah.
I accidentally hit some dude in the head, and he was like, "Oh, it's cool, man.
Let's go do a whip it together."
Yeah. I was like, "Great, this is awesome.
Let's crush this Four Loko together. It's all good, brother."
They covered the whole, it was in a basement club, right?
Yeah.
And so they covered the ceiling and the stage in garbage bags because, and if anybody knows anything about Juggalos and ICP shows, they spend the entire show, if one of them's not rapping, he's shooting soda, a brand called Faygo.
The venue must love that.
Into the crowd. And they're shaking up these 2 liters and they have these devices that they use to pop the top of it and like shoot it into the crowd.
And to
add insult to injury for the club, they have Faygo breaks where they play a song, who wants some Faygo, 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 and they get these men in clown masks to come out with buckets of Faygo and they just dump it into the crowd.
That's
and they
insane.
They get like water guns and shoot it at people. I got root beer in my eye, which hurts.
It sounds feels fun. Terrible. Like, I'm really, like, now upset that I missed this. It sounds like
it
a
was
ton of
really
fun.
And I'll be honest, like, I get bored at live music a lot. You know, I'm not that into live shows generally. I was entertained the whole time. It was nonstop weirdness and just covering my face with cream soda, root beer. I was soaked at the end of it because they had water guns and they just started. I wasn't even in the front. I was maybe like 6 meters from the stage, and they're covered. I ended up covered. Just my shirt was sticking to me. It was disgusting. But,
well,
and one of the garbage bags came loose and came off the ceiling, and the club lights, which weren't on, were flickering. I was pretty nervous there was going to be some kind of Faygo fire, some soda related. Yeah, some kind of soda related fire. People were hanging from the wiring. It was, oh God. I thought there was going to be a club fire for sure. Maybe intentionally set by the Victoria City Council.
What venue was it?
District, it's called.
Because I'm thinking just, that must be, I work at the Vogue, and when people spray confetti and everyone goes, oh, we're going to be here an extra 10 minutes. I don't know what kind of cleanup is involved.
There were pools of a brown soda.
And Faygo's aren't available in Canada, right?
So I don't know.
Are they traveling with flats of
Faygo? Can you get it on the East Coast?
I've never heard of it.
I know it's popular in Michigan.
Right.
That's the main.
Because you have weird soda knowledge. I just know what sodas are popular in what states.
It's not just that. I'm a soda connoisseur. No, that's where ICP is from.
Oh, and
it's like white trash soda, basically. You know, it's like, you know, 50 cents for a 2-liter.
It's like RC Cola.
Exactly.
Kind of it's like below Fanta.
Yeah, way below. Fanta's big now.
Fanta's big. I remember I went to Australia like 10 years ago, and they had Fanta there, and we'd never had it. And then a couple of months later, it was here, and it was just everywhere.
I remember having it in Mexico, yeah, and I'd be like, man, one day I'll.
Yeah.
Be able to have this anywhere. And now I can.
Well, you know, Coca-Cola making dreams come true.
Where do you guys stand on floats?
Like the from parades or from ice cream?
Ice cream. Like root beer float.
I haven't had one in years, and I don't think my life's been any worse for it.
I could never get into them. I don't know. They gross me out.
Yeah, so. It's when you the more you think about it, the worse they are.
Yeah, really.
And yet
it seemed like
delicious.
A big treat as a kid, but now as an adult, I'm like, it seems like it's ruining both of these things.
I think on board with them. I think I like it.
You like
them?
Really? When was the last time you had one?
Not for years, but I think like...
You like when the ice cream gets sharp?
If you put like a...
Yeah. What do you think you would try then? A Coke or a root beer and vanilla ice cream?
Root beer, vanilla? Haagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream.
Whoa, nice. What kind of root beer?
I like the idea of taking gourmet things and putting them in...
Cola?
It seems like a kingly thing. Like
right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like I saw a picture of a donut with like... what's caviar on it and gold flakes and truffles. It's like
that's a bit, three grand for this
donut.
Yeah.
But if you have $3,000 to spare, and even if you don't, that seems like a good investment.
Yeah, I think you could, you know, rustle up some money, sell some things, sell your shoes, buy a donut.
I like this idea more now. I do like the needlessly expensive food item.
Yeah, they come out every so often where it's like it's the gold flake pizza. They just put gold flakes on everything.
And
truffles, and truffle oil, and it just sounds gross.
What is truffle oil good? I've had
truffle fries. You know, you get fries.
That's true. Yeah, truffle oil is really good.
Yeah, yeah,
I love them.
There's somewhere that has them.
That's a true fact. You can say that with some assurance.
No, I was gonna say that there's somewhere that has a show. I think it's Havana. I think that might have been where I was because I definitely had some recently. It was after a show.
Is Havana a club or
Havana
the,
is
the country?
Well,
or the state of Cuba.
Oh, we got someone calling in here.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow.
Let's take this call. You're on air. Hello.
Hey, it's Byron.
Hey, bud. How you doing?
Good, man.
We were actually just talking about Havanas. Did you call in because we mentioned that or?
No, I didn't. No, I just called because you said.
To call in, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
We got Byron Bertram here, featured in the Georgia Strait. What do you got to plug here, Byron?
Oh, it's Gilbert and Sociopath.
Gilbert and Sociopath. Sounds like something Simon would be into.
Oh, nice.
You've got one more show?
I got two more shows, tonight and tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
Okay, great. And what can people expect at this show?
Yeah, I talk a lot about sort of the human condition, mental health issues, OCD, family with coping with mental health issues, and... like the human condition as well, just insecurity, self-esteem, body image issues, you know, comedy and alcoholism, just sort of the kind of struggles people could relate to in a lot of ways. But all in really a comedic format and autobiographical kind of arc.
Okay, cool. We were just talking about the Insane Clown Posse, and I feel like everything you described is just like the crowd of an Insane Clown. Because Simon actually...
Yeah, but they're okay with that. They're happy with you know, they're a family. They're the most actually sane and into their thing, you know, comfortable with their own problems, I think.
Oh, clowns.
Yeah, Insane Clown Posse specifically.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You should spray Faygo on on the fringe crowd at the end of your show. So what else is going on, Byron?
What else going on? I'm doing street performing. I do a comedy juggling show. I do grab violence a lot. And I perform festivals and fairs doing that. And, acting auditions and stuff like that. I also got a podcast.
You do a straight jacket escape, right?
I do, yeah.
Has that ever not worked? And you're just standing on
it? It has. Been there a few times where I got stuck.
You're just stuck.
It was embarrassing. had to get, my mom was in the crowd a couple times. She had to like untie me.
I feel like that's almost more interesting though. Like if you do, it just completely fails, and I'd probably still pay for that.
Oh yeah,
I would laugh pretty hard.
Yeah, it is. It, you know, it's an awkward thing though when you just watch somebody struggle. It's like, oh, this isn't even entertaining anymore. It's just the fuck.
You're really describing being in studio with Alex right now.
Oh, I thought I'm hosting.
Boom.
So wait, you. Getting out of a straitjacket isn't a sure thing. There's not like some method.
No, well, you know, it's a magic trick in a way. Right. So I kind of.
Sometimes the magic doesn't work.
Yeah.
You do the wrong spell.
Yeah, the magic doesn't. Exactly. So if the magic doesn't work, and really, it's a pretty bulletproof kind of thing. But there has been a couple times where they just, for whatever reason, it just got. I don't know. Anyway, calamity varies.
Has the method changed? Like, are you getting out of a straitjacket the same way that Houdini did? Or is it?
Pretty much. Yeah.
And there's no like, there's no escape latch, right? Where you like pull it, like if there's a fire or like if the big earthquake hits Vancouver while you're in the straitjacket, like.
Nah, you got to pretty much get out the same way.
So if somebody started like just punching you in the stomach while you were in there, or like. Just...
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, you try to get out quicker.
Wow, that is vulnerable.
Yeah, you are vulnerable. And it's happened to me. It was in Holland once. It was in Amsterdam, and this crazy guy went up and just attacked me. But yeah, I mean, luckily, my volunteers and a couple people, other performers, grabbed him off of me, and I got out real quick. But yeah, it was just a psycho nut job.
You got to throw a lot of
kicks. But you are, you know, fortunately, touch wood, statistically speaking, law of averages, I've been relatively unscathed and unharmed.
That's too bad.
With being in a homeless situation in front of strangers.
Yeah.
All right, Byron. Yeah. Well, check out his show. Where is it? How can
it's
the
in Havana, 1212 Commercial Drive, 9 p.m. Two shows left tonight, tomorrow. Tonight's looking like it's close to selling out. $15 at the door. Or you could buy tickets at eventbrite.com. For $10 if you buy them in advance.
All right, man. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
See ya.
All right.
Straitjackets. You had a really insightful question that led to a long...
Yeah, it was really great to hear that answer. And isn't it great? Well, when I go, oh, I want to know this. I really want to know. Yeah. Okay, that's pretty much what I was asking.
Are they still using straitjackets? Like,
well, I think I can speak on this.
Great time to ask once he's gone, you know.
Well, no, because I was in the mental hospital.
Oh, that's true.
Oh,
yeah. I don't think they're appropriate anymore.
No.
Yeah.
They have a bad rap.
They just get, like, men to fight you, like, orderlies to come and, like, hold you down. I remember this one time.
They just did that because they didn't like you.
Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't, you weren't in a fight club, maybe? Yeah.
This was last week when I was walking by the... We remember you. I remember once I snuck up, for you, the listener, I was in a mental hospital. I snuck out in the middle of the night, and I just started playing piano loudly in the middle. Like, there's a public piano in VGH. I don't know how to play piano either, really. So I'm just like hammering away, but it sounds amazing to me. And then they come and I'm like, oh, the dancers are here. Oh, what
are
you doing?
They're here to appreciate me.
Just grab me. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to be back with more great hangout conversation radio on CITR.
Why are you saying it like that? I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't get it either. Goodbye.
Are you interested in human rights and social justice? Come check out Amnesty International UBC. We fight to stop human rights violations all over the world, including here in Canada. Our club hosts letter writing sessions, social events, documentary nights, bar fundraisers, and current events discussions on a bi-weekly basis. So keep your ears open and check out our Amnesty International UBC Facebook page for more information. We look forward to promoting human rights with you.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it. Oh.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable?
turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Charm, be a part of your mind. Let the rhyme intertwine like a vine. Work your mentally found intellect. I raise eyes like the sight of a tech. Let's take a trip inside of my thoughts. Will I persevere on the mic like sports?
All right, you're still tuned in to Vancouverite, which happens every Friday on 101.9. Wow, we've had a great time so far. This is usually right about when it starts getting really good here.
Good. We're
warmed up.
Yeah.
So, let's talk Bill Cosby.
Okay.
He's
what happened?
He's gone.
Bill?
He's gone blind.
Okay.
He's now, according to a caretaker, living in personal hell. But I feel like that's you can't really like.
Yeah.
Hey, Simon, Simon's living in a personal hell. Like, I think the person has to say that for themselves. That's quite a
that's
statement.
That's true. That's true. Why did they say that? Just because he's blind?
Well, no, none of his friends will visit him anymore. So Roman, you can relate to this. You can relate to the friend thing too.
Well, the difference is my friends aren't visiting because they live far away, not because of my sordid personal life.
Yeah,
that's good. You got to one up on the cause, not career wise, but.
But what's causing the blindness? Is it just accumulated bad karma?
You will, yeah.
To put it lightly.
Well, they say that when you lose a sense, your other senses get heightened. Oh. So he might finally have a sense of regret after all this.
Yeah, boy.
I still don't think he does.
I doubt it. Somehow I doubt it.
It's crazy to hear everyone who says how horrible he was as a person. Like, I've never heard anyone say anything particularly nice. I mean, beyond the obvious, I've never heard any comic say anything particularly nice about him.
I heard one story by...
Oh, we got a caller in. Sorry to interrupt you. We'll get back to that. It. You're on air here talking about Bill Cosby. What's up?
Bill Cosby.
Hey, this is Zach Broussard with the SoCal Comedy Fest.
Oh, we got a big caller. I didn't want to tell you guys before because I wasn't sure if he was going to call in.
You did tell us before.
But I did because I was so excited.
Yeah, okay.
And we have got a heavy hitter in the comedy industry. With a new, this is the first year, correct, of this new comedy fest?
The very first year of the SoCal Comedy Fest.
All right. And
never been done.
Never been, something is different about this. You were telling me that there's a different angle here. Okay, so let us have it. We've been talking comedy all morning. How is the SoCal Comedy Fest different than other ones?
Well, you know, a lot of festivals, I don't know if you guys are, you know, you're clearly plugged into the world, so you know how this works.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, a lot of festivals, comedians will pay submission fees somewhere up to $50.
Yeah.
And then they'll cross their fingers and hope they get in. I created the very first comedy festival that guarantees you'll get accepted.
All right. So I can get into this comedy fest.
Yeah. You don't, unlike a lot of other festivals, like you don't have to be very good at comedy.
Perfect.
You really described Alex as a fact.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wanted to call and talk to Alex specifically. Yeah. Because this is really perfect.
Why did you make a show like that?
You know, I guess I wanted to do something positive, you know, and also make a little money on the back
wait
end.
Okay, everybody gets in. What's the, because obviously that means you have to take all these, how are you able to do a comedy fest where everybody gets in?
Well, there's one really major cost-cutting measure that we're using, which is we're not having any shows at all.
Oh.
So basically, it's still going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Still, so the week of September 1st through 3rd throughout Southern California, which is why SoCal, we are going to be organizing shows that are going to happen at fake or very hard-to-find venues, under the Hollywood sign.
Okay.
Or, you know, or the Venice Pier, which isn't a thing. There's no pier in Venice. Like, things like that.
Sounds
good,
though.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it'll sound great. There's still going to be brag-worthy events. So people who are on the shows, who pay to submit, you're going to get on two shows. I guarantee that. And then we're going to brag about them online together during the weekend of September 1st through 3rd. But they're going to be shows that literally it'll be impossible for people to attend. Therefore, they'll have no idea if they were good or not, which is pretty great.
How has the response been? Have you been getting a lot of submissions?
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, like I've said on the website, it's basically I am raising money for another idea I had. And instead of doing a Kickstarter, I figured I'd do this, a more positive kind of avenue, you know, just to kind of give everybody a really dumb fake comedy credit. So far, I need about $7,000 for my goal, and I've got about $1,000 in submissions. So doing real great. I can't thank the comedians enough for their money, you know?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, and comedians do not have a lot of money, and it shows how passionate everyone is. Is there some sort of early bird discount or...
Yes, Alex, absolutely. Basically, like you said, comedians don't have a lot of money, and that's why I think our festival is really unique. You can even submit the regular performer submission is only $4.95, which is very cheap. And then it goes up to, if you want to get on the poster, you pay $9.95. If you want to be featured as a headliner on the poster,
yes.
And there's a real poster designed by like an actual artist. It looks great. It's $19.95.
Actual artist.
real artists.
Yeah. Yeah. A real artist, not just some bullshit, you know, run-of-the-mill artist. You know, this is a real artist. So basically, if submissions close, for the early submissions close Monday at midnight, after that, submissions jump up. The late submission fees are about $300. So you definitely want to submit early. You get rewarded for, you know, being on time for this one. You know what I mean?
And are you a comedian, or what's your background here?
Yeah, I'm a comedian, yeah. So I know the drill. I get it. I've also submitted to and performed at a lot of these festivals. So, you know, the hardest part of doing a lot of these festivals is knowing how many of my friends tried to submit and didn't get to do the festival with me. And so this is a great opportunity to kind of let everybody be involved.
Nice humble brag. And also, maybe I think this would be great if the comedians that get into SoCal Comedy Fest, we were talking about how important it is to get a free drink on a show, even if you're not getting paid like a drink ticket. So maybe giving people some sort of voucher for a drink ticket that they won't unfortunately be able to use,
yeah.
But just to
that's
have it might be nice.
Great thing.
Just go into your own fridge and get a drink.
I drank it at a House of Blues that shut down like 5 years ago.
Where can people go to find out more about this?
Yeah, so you can go to SoCalComedyFest.com, learn all about the fest. You can really learn about all the different performer packages. I mean, I got to tell you, once you see this poster, you're going to lose your mind. It looks great. And it says submissions close tonight at midnight. I just extended it to Monday night at midnight. So you got all the weekend to think about it, and I really hope to maybe not see all of you there.
All right. Thanks for calling in, buddy, and I got to let you go now. But if you're coming to Vancouver,
thanks,
make sure, yeah, you come on the show. Okay, see ya.
Thanks so much, man. You guys have a good one. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. I'm going to take a quick musical break here, and we'll be back very soon. Stay tuned.
Live and a couple of gone. I want to live a life and die. Life so damn short, man. I wonder why. I want to live a life and die. Life so damn short, man. I wonder why. I want to live a life and die. Life so damn short, man. I wonder why. I want to live. death. It didn't seem important or serious, it just seems curious. It was about waking to a bowl of cereal, cartoons on Saturdays, karate flicks, and like riding a skateboard or bicycle. And when it's deep as Killer Joe on the corner drinking Ripple Plus, Puerto Rican kids on the block were cool, we got along. We all knew right from wrong. By far, we got a dose that life was hard. A Spanish kid we were close with was killed by a car. Shocking, a brother was hit on the block, and death was spontaneous. His mom's just clocking across the street. He just received an award for Little League Baseball like an hour before. Plus, he didn't even get to see the summer setting. Dying all young at the age of 7, it opened up my eyes more that the flesh was weak. As a kid, thinking shit like that was magic, people.
Born to live, a life to die. Life's so damn short, man, I wonder why. Born to live, a life to die.
That's when you realize how close you was, how close you are. Like a scar real deep, it takes time to heal. And still from time to time, you wish you could find a way to forgive or let them know you forgave. But they can't feel 6 feet deep inside the grave. What's left but attendant's weight, believing if it was you, he'd do it for old time's sake. Damn, I'm disturbed by the news when I was told I was sitting, knowing damn well boo ain't bullshitting. My life flashed like big bills of cash. The good times we had, now it's all so sad. One of my childhood pals hit the road. When you take to the streets, then you die by the cold. But in this case, who knows what went down? Bottom line is wishing that he still was around. Now we found a spot in my heart, or should I say lobotomy? Mike, yo, you're trapped inside of me, and every other brother in Bushwick who rushed to your side thick, all down with the click. Yeah, God bless, he laid to rest. Call a Mike Boogie, that's what describes the nigga best.
Born to live, a life to die. Life's so damn short, man, I wonder why.
Hi, you're listening to CITR. My name is Paula, and this is Pride Facts. I have some info on same-sex marriage around the world. There are 200 countries in the world, and as of 2016, only 23 have legally recognized same-sex marriage. The first country to introduce equal marriage was the Netherlands in 2000. 10 years later was Argentina, followed by Uruguay and Brazil in 2013, and Colombia in 2016. In Europe, same-sex marriage legislation varies from country to country. Denmark was the first country in the world to give legal recognition to same-sex couples in the form of domestic partnerships in 1989. Ireland, formerly known as one of the most conservative and religious countries in Europe, voted for the legalization of same-sex marriage through a public referendum in 2015. Same-sex marriage remains illegal in most Eastern European countries, and they don't recognize same-sex civil unions. Canada passed the Civil Marriage Act recognizing equal marriage nationwide in 2005. The trend towards equal marriage legislation since the year 2000 is cause for much optimism. However, same-sex marriage is still illegal in most of the world, so the fight for marriage equality continues. Happy Pride, everyone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gay Games. And to the thousands of athletes, coaches, family, and spectators from around the world. Since 1982, the Gay Games have given lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender athletes and supporters around the world a chance to come together to compete, celebrate, and inspire others. It's been remarkable to see the Games thrive over the years.
The Gay Games is the world's largest sporting and cultural event specifically for LGBTQ+ athletes, artists, and musicians. In 1990, Vancouver held the third Gay Games, where approximately 7,300 athletes took part, and over 1,500 cultural participants attended.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sean.
And we're back. CITR 101.9 FM. Pride Month, Pride Week, it's all prideful.
Very prideful.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Pride?
Well, it's going to be a huge one for me this year. My girlfriend's bisexual. Yep. We're going to go out. She's going to explore that stuff, I guess.
Sounds great. So, what are you?
I'm winking at you.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you were mentioning, Roman, that you don't have any interest outside comedy.
Very few.
You seem to me like a comics, Like, you're such a comedian.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I see you at a show, I'm like, of course Roman's here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When you're not around.
I've done zero things in Vancouver other than go to comedy
You're
shows.
At every show. Fair you enough. Just kind of lurk, and then you go up, and then you don't go up. And it's.
Yeah.
He called you a lurker.
That I didn't care for. Yeah. There was like it was very flattering. Like, oh, you're out a lot and you're doing really working it.
Smell bad in the back.
Then you're like, yeah, you're just creepy in every place you go to, and you're just there. You're
touching
things. You're breathing on people's food, and
but lurker really does.
Yeah, there's no one who's nicely lurking. Oh, that man is nicely lurking in the library.
Yeah, my kids were in danger. They almost drowned in the river, but thank God there was a strong swimmer lurking nearby.
Lurking. That's terrible.
Yeah.
What's your point, Alex, apart from the lurking?
Well, I want to hear about your life because I feel like I'm a little bit different. I'm more, you know, I go out and then I kind of drop in and then I run away and then I come in and do my set.
Yeah.
But you're like, I'm just going to hang out. Yeah, you're very comfortable being a comedian.
I was listening to a podcast. It's a Toronto comedian named Amanda Day. She has a podcast called Date Fail, and she was just mentioning that on a dating profile when people go, what are your interests? And she's like, I have no interest outside of comedy. And I was like, wow, I really related to that. Because it's like, I don't know what, like, people do outside of, like, I go to work, I come home, take a nap, and then I go to a show. And that's just, like, that cycle all the time.
That's all you do.
I look at stuff and I go, that sounds interesting. Like, I was looking at something in the room out there. Like, there's, like, a list of events. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. And then I was like, there's no way I would go to this, though.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to go to, like, a Latin American festival. Not because there's anything wrong with Latin Americans or anything. Just
because you're so focused.
Just
because
I, like,
on,
not even focused. Just, like, I don't know. Like, the thought of doing things is so overwhelming.
You hear that, comedy bookers? This guy is committed.
You don't watch TV or movies?
I don't firstly think that counts as an interest. Like, when people go, what are your interests? Oh, I like TV. You're not involved in that in any way.
Can this lead into something that I have about Stuart Jones?
Oh, for sure.
Because the hilarious Stuart Jones.
Because Stuart mentioned on a previous episode of the show that
he's a common lurker.
He doesn't,
you guys
like
actors.
Together.
He doesn't
think like
actors
movies. And that's fine. He's like, hey, I'm not really into movies. I think most movies suck. But then on Facebook 2 days ago, he said, did you see this?
Yep.
Loves Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Not ironically, he wrote, you can finally see it the way it was. I think this guy's a bit of a fool. That movie is. I love Stuart, that movie is stinkeroo.
First of all, him.
Call in Stuart.
I mean, we can't just go start attacking Stuart. He's not here to grumble.
10% of our listenership.
Yeah, that's true.
One of our biggest fans.
I mean, some people might just go, so what? I watched a movie and I liked it, even though I said I don't like movies. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, I'm sure he'd have a wittier response to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, to dismiss all movies, though, is like, that's pretty crazy. Like I don't like the art form of movies. I don't like the media format of movies. Like, I knew someone back home who said they didn't like music.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is it? I was like, you're insane. Like,
when you get married, you just don't have, like, the wedding songs.
No.
I Want Silence. And there's no dance. And what's our song, babe? We don't have a song.
Yeah,
I don't
like nothing. I want nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think going back a little bit, I think TV can be an interest. Like, if you're dissecting it, or if you're
which is true for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, just to have it as like, I watch a lot of Netflix.
Someone's like, what do you do? I watch TV.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. No, it's definitely like, if that's what you're, if you're like a critic, or if you're really thinking about it and talking about it. But if you're just like, I passively watch TV a lot.
Yeah, you wouldn't say
just
that.
Just think about, like, 10 years ago, if you were just like, I watch 9 hours of TV, but somehow Netflix has made that acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I binged.
Yeah.
I'm a binger. I'm a lurker and a binger.
You know how...
If it's like commercials, you know, like, I watch 9 hours of it, and like a remote, people would think you're a loser.
I think, I don't know, if someone was really into commercials, that would be a weird interest. Like, if you were, I just watch loops of commercials on YouTube. Over.
You're that guy from Memento?
The opposite of ad blocker. It blocks the video, so you just see the ad at the beginning.
Thank you for putting this on. This is in no way distracting or annoying at all. Thank you. I really appreciated that.
Alex likes to have the music very loud.
Yeah.
Really loud.
Have you guys talked about Force Awakens a lot? Probably.
A little bit. Why do you have something to say about it?
Oh, just that I saw the first 15 minutes, and then it was at a friend's house, and then I was so hungover, I went to sleep for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So, and then I saw the, like, very, like, end of the movie, and then, so I thought it was great.
Yeah, you loved it.
I loved it. I have very positive memories
Fair
of
enough.
It.
Fair enough, Netflix and chill, right? That was a saying, whatever, like, last year. No one says it anymore. I was at the Bunsen Lake yesterday, and there was a kids camp.
Humble brag.
Well, what up? Yeah. People got to see my pasty beer gut in the sun.
Hey, let me get my riff in here because I was chewing.
Yeah, okay.
Outside of the studio, of course.
Of course.
Isn't it funny that Roman fell asleep while watching The Force Awakens?
Wow, anyway, thanks for that. Well, that was really worth it.
Okay. Let's just turn the whole station off and get out of here. Let's just kind of shut it down.
You've ruined radio.
We're done.
It's like, destroying the 13th floor. There's no more 101.9.
There were kids. I was sitting at a, you know, in the park on the lawn.
Oh, we got someone calling in. Sorry to cut off this story. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, speaking of YouTube.
Turn the.
Is this Hans?
Hans, my man.
Oh God, you got my memory like a bloody elephant.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the nose of one too.
Whoa!
I've got a big.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, it remembers.
Yeah. I've been watching. I watched three tanks last night, but one of them was. Why don't you just play sometimes? That yeah. You know, I don't want to edit your show, but I watched Ricky Gervais.
Wait.
Keep going.
You don't want to edit my show, but what? What did we?
No, I watched Ricky Gervais. Okay. Noah's Ark last night. This is just insane. What this guy's capable of. And then, on the other hand, I look at Jeff Jeffries. Are you probably familiar with that guy?
Yeah.
God, I just she's so bad that I love him.
Bad? You like Jim Jeffries, or you don't like Jim Jeffries?
I do. I love
you
it.
You do like it.
He's just poking at everybody, and that's what a comedian should be.
What are you doing right
and
now,
then,
Hans?
Another comedy, which is that Trump guy. This is just like a definition of lobotomy. It's so bad, it's just unbearable.
Are you skinning a body right now?
Yeah.
Wait, who is this Trump guy? I haven't heard of him.
Nobody.
No, well, the problem is he is nobody who is somebody.
Okay. We always ask for callers. That's what we wanted was if only someone would call. Why are we kicking ourselves now?
What are you doing today, Hans? What's up?
Now I'm working, and then I'm going to get drunk and insult everybody on a Facebook, as I always do.
How do you do that? Are you a Facebook? You get drunk and you start commenting nasty things on?
Yeah, I'm getting nastier and nastier with every beer. And
I used to do that a lot.
Yeah.
I start with Catholics, then I go to Muslims, and then I go to other groups.
Now I see why you used to have a show on CITR.
What's your beer of choice, Hans?
Well, everything but North American.
Oh, see, my beer recently, you know, Simon, I've been getting more into beer.
Good for you.
But I have the worst taste in beer in the world.
Yeah, okay.
So I just drink Budweiser.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
I had one recently, and I was like, I like this again. Why did I
shun this? That's what we get at Laugh Lines, free Budweiser.
Oh, okay, wow. Yeah. I mean, if there is ever a reason to come out to that show.
You know, I'm an alcoholic, and even if you would buy Budweiser in my house, I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. I mean, come on. Come on, Hans. You know that's not true.
You're calling into our show. You don't have anything better to do. You're drinking a Bud.
You like craft beer, Hans? You a craft beer guy? No.
No, I am a crafty myself, so I beer.
Whoa! I'd like to see some of that. Why don't you bring some of that to this phone call? No, what? So what? You just drink any lager or, like, you know, what, Heineken? Oh, you're from Poland,
well,
right?
Speaking of Budweiser, you remember that Budweiser from Czech Republic, right?
Czechvar, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's in Europe it's called Budvar.
Okay.
Oh.
Originally was called Budweiser.
No one thought they were going to learn anything today. No one thought they were going to learn anything today.
What's a good Polish beer?
There's a couple there, actually.
Yeah.
But they were bought out by Carlsberg.
Oh,
and they speed up the recipe. I mean, the aging process.
They ruined it.
And it's shite. It's just undrinkable.
Oh, wow.
It's just like you open the bottle and you still taste some vodka in it. It's really bad.
Simon would like that.
I mean, it's not really bad. It's still better than any Canadian or American beer.
Whoa.
But...
Well, come on now,
Hans. Oh, you're getting so touchy. Oh, by the way, you have to explain me one thing. I could never understand this.
Okay.
Whatever I was on air doing my bloody show.
Shoot,
and I haven't said anything. When I ever said that, I had a phone call, people pissed off at me. I find it kind of a disease in Vancouver. You know, the guy who is just released like two songs and some friend of his friend played it on CITR and he calls himself artist, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, some guy who had a one stand-up show and then he calls himself artist. You know, what's with it? I can never hear this from New York. from Europe. I'm a musician, I'm a sculptor, or whatever. Everybody's an artist here, even if you write one page of text.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we do have comedians here calling in that did Conan on Monday, and they're headlining the Comedy Mix all weekend. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I think they have
a good portion of the show at Laugh Lines next weekend in studio right
Hans
now.
Hans is more making a comment on Vancouver in general, I think, than...
I think
that's
you're...
right.
Yeah.
Obviously you're not listening to me, are you? Maybe
I'm listening, Hans.
I'm definitely not listening.
Obviously, you're the only one who does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In your life, yeah. Not just the...
Listen,
I say if you want to get in touch with me, get drunk and write an angry post.
You know what also always listens, Hans? The liquor.
The bottom of that bottle, yeah.
You know.
My good friend Budweiser.
Start of my life.
I actually know your name now. It shows up on the...
On the caller ID.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I want to understand you. I thought you were saying that the comedians that we have on the show are not of a caliber.
No, I didn't say comedians. I say anybody who's playing guitar, playing drums, playing band, painting a picture. It's just...
Yeah, I do. I actually do know
you're entitled to call themselves artists, you know?
What is your qualifications, then, for someone to call themselves an artist?
Good question.
What are your standards for
you have to be recognized, you know, at least it's by someone, not only by your friends.
Well, I mean, but you're unrecognized until you're recognized. Are you saying that someone who's doing art and not being recognized isn't an artist, and then they only become one once they get recognized?
No. Even if you make an art,
yeah,
but you only make it, you know, and you put it in your drawer, you're still not an artist. You're a performer or you're a writer or you're a musician who just does it for himself.
Yeah.
If you do it, for example, for 50 people, that's my definition anyway. You're a musician, you're a performer. But you're getting some recognition, a little bit.
Yeah, but a lot of really crappy artists get the most recognition.
Yeah.
No, but they're not artists. They are, well...
I just think you don't think anyone's
an
artist.
Aside, you know,
you're
I'm
the only true artist.
I picture him naked with his junk tucked in right now, just like parading in front of him. I'm a performer and an artist.
who are some of your favorite artists, Hans? Let's hear the Hans top 10 list of all... artists.
Hans Zimmer, obviously.
Obviously. Hans Richter.
Ooh. Okay, maybe, why would you go with us on that?
Yeah. All right.
So who do you like, Hans?
Who's an artist you respect?
A true artist.
Are we talking about music?
I'd like to hear film directors. Yeah. I wanted to know who you
My
like.
My film director?
Yeah.
That would be probably...
The Decalogues.
That would be probably Polanski, Bergman.
Irreversible.
And...
You just like watching the opening scene from Irreversible over and over again. On repeat.
Irreversible? I find it a complete waste of time.
Yeah, you did.
Somebody referenced that last night at the call. Everyone's doing Irreversible.
I thought I was original, damn it.
References.
Actually, I've seen a very good film a couple months ago.
Okay.
It's called Battleship. Sky?
Oh. Sky.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
I think it's German. Or it's American. Very low production. There's
you're leaving off
You actually like something that's American, Hans. You better not.
Well, that's independent film. That's the American girl, the German girl. What's her name? Kruger?
Yeah.
I think that's a German name for sure.
You familiar with her? She used to play some series. It's called Bridge, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, I highly recommend it.
Okay, great.
All right, Hans's recommendations. I think this is a great bit. Hans, you call in next week, you give us another recommendation.
Yeah, please call back next Friday, Hans. Otherwise,
except beer.
We did beer today, so next week you're going to chime in. It's you're an expert.
Yeah.
Hans, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Talk to
you
later, Hans.
Well, you know what? Everybody is an expert on everything, and I'm a real expert.
Yeah, all right. Well, have a good night, and don't be too offensive on Facebook, okay, Hans?
Yeah.
I feel like if Francis Dolarhyde called in right before killing that blind woman in Red Dragon, that's what each call is.
Oh my god.
He's got a hair lip and
he's hearing sounds of struggle.
Oh, a big back tattoo. I'm becoming the Tooth Fairy. I know every Red Dragon reference.
Yeah,
I've read that book.
Yeah, you're a big
Thomas Harris buff.
I want to know what Hans thinks about Thomas Harris. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably I would have liked to have known a Hans music suggestion.
Giving away our
secret. Feel like I need some new music. I would have liked to have known what Hans. But then I was kind of worried about what it would be.
Here's a guess. It would have been Eastern European centric game. A lot of German.
He got so offended when I was like, no, we got comedians. No, that's not what I mean.
<He's> listening. Okay, Hans. Put down the bleach, Hans.
What do you guys think about these these trans-abled people?
What does that mean?
I love that this isn't a thing that we have to respect yet.
Okay.
So we can completely
thank goodness. Yeah.
Like, it's Pride Month. We're running out of things to joke about. Yeah. But trans-abled, these people that are born thinking that they should be handicapped, like they have all their limbs, and they're like, I need to not have an arm. And they keep like cutting and trying to like lose it and get it off, and eventually they'll have it amputated.
Oh God! Yes, I have heard of that. That's
do we need to be sensitive to trans-abled people?
I don't think so. I think that they are the pedophile of the trans world. Like, nobody respects them. They're the lowest of the low.
In this analogy, trans people are criminals out of jail.
Yeah. Abort! Abort!
That was really not a great analogy. You really didn't bring it down.
You guys are both all about analyzing each other's analogies and talking a lot about analogies in general. I noticed that you guys did a show once together here.
Yeah.
And
you were really pushing the analogies.
We were actually probably... Do you have... Actually, I feel like every time I've been here, we've talked about some of your horrific art. Do you have like a live blog from 9 years ago that has like a post in it we could make fun of?
I mean, did you hear my set last night? Or?
Did you see me hosting that show?
I've done my poetry on here. I've done my Robert Ebert tribute rap.
Yeah.
I did a... Oh, I entered a music video contest.
Okay.
And I tried really hard to make the most beautiful... film I could.
Yeah.
This is kind of more of a visual bit, so I don't know how well it's going to do on the radio.
Yep.
It's going to do as well as Hans, probably.
If you guys can... Yeah, it's all...
That's a compliment in my books.
If you guys can watch this and maybe tell the audience what you're seeing and maybe say what you think of this.
Sure.
And
spin
judge
that old screen my way.
All right. Does it turn?
Yes, it does. It's on a giant arm.
All right. Oh, yeah, it is.
But it's a trans-abled arm, so it doesn't feel like it should move.
I'll deal with that. Right. Yeah. I'll take that one in the morning. See, I really like this. There are parts of this that I really enjoy.
If you want to watch this, I
made this year ago. That's the artist, Soul Claps, Lonely Sea.
Oh, okay.
Honorable Selection, directed by Alex Biron and my roomie.
And your roommate.
Jamie Cook.
From the SoCal Comedy Festival.
Now, I like these titles that we did. We did these in a really interesting way.
Are you
going to
turn it up? Is it music?
Do you want the music?
Does it matter? I don't know.
I don't think we're just going to sit here. It'll be hard to make fun of it over the music.
Okay, sure. I'll keep the music nice and low.
Yeah. So far, so good.
I mean, we're just
going to
sit here in silence?
It's a little self-indulgent.
Yeah.
I should be in one.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's an old classic.
Yeah, I like it. So here we have
a man near a river or a beach.
Sitting by the beach. And all in slow motion.
Yeah.
We really thought we were going to win
this one. Very soft.
Yeah. Music starts.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There's a woman walking out of the water in a very flimsy dress.
Yeah.
I mean, so far, it's great.
Yeah. Actually, like, this is hard to make fun of, which is weird because
No, I think it's pretty good, actually.
This I don't care for.
You couldn't have told her to maybe blow her nose?
Yeah, there's a lot of... Well, no, that's a man.
That man has...
There's a lot of nose hairs. I think that's probably what lost me the...
Yeah? I mean, you could have made it, like... You could be the nose hair guy making art... That sounded like a
It's
fart.
An artistic choice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a choice. Don't say artistic.
Just don't put Hans in your music videos. Yeah. I think that's the take.
It's a performance choice.
Yeah. We gotta get Hans in studio.
There's this one part in this... this really just shows how...
Now they're walking through a wooded area?
This music video is really just me asking all the hot girls that were in my film arts class to be in a video with me.
And then
them not talking to me anymore after.
Yeah.
Which, 100% believable.
Like, this girl, I was like, this is... Whether I win or lose, it's a success.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a lot of back shots of women... climbing up logs.
It's a lurker. Very lurky music video.
Yeah.
Personally,
Now it's just pause.
Okay.
Good cinematography.
So, did you choose this outfit for her? Oh.
There are some men in there.
Okay.
Too.
Yeah.
Pride Month.
So
people know it's a woman walking through the forest and two dudes following her. And then another strange woman.
Yeah. A man in a goat mask or cow mask.
Yeah, a little like shining.
Oh, nice, nice zoom in.
All right.
I expect to see some kung fu after that zoom in.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, I'm not going to indulge in this too much because the audience can't see
Yeah,
this.
The audience can't.
But
I'll be honest, of all the art of yours I've seen, this is probably the least worse.
Including
stand-up?
That's true.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, whatever. It was okay. Why did you do that zoom in, though?
On the two people?
Yeah.
I just wanted to be like in the Shining where there's the person in the in the bear mask. But I do like
it's a Shining thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just let this play for Simon. Okay. Well
now this is gone. Tonally, this has just completely changed.
Well, there was a kung fu zoom in though. It was like, you know, I should have had that mustache.
Now
flapping.
I did sneak into the Van Dusen garden.
Good for you. You didn't get permits for this?
Went into
for shooting here?
No. No. I've actually I filmed several low budget film school type shoots and I filmed a suicide once.
Excuse me?
Yeah, on the like a fictional one.
Okay, that probably
you didn't just bring
needed
a camera to one of your comedy shows.
On the
what was that?
I don't
that
know what
bad.
Sound. I'm not
like
good at sound effects either. I tried to do a but then I also wanted
you just did it fine.
I also wanted to do
like a goofy,
but I just combined them both into. So I don't know what that is.
This is sort like of weird trumpet.
But yeah, I had someone lie down as though they were they had just jumped off the Broad Street Bridge, just kind of lie in the rocks below, and then people like above going like, "Oh my God," looking over, and then I just went and filmed from the street. I was like, "Well, this will be fine." Within
amazing.
2 minutes, the Coast Guard showed up. they came in on a little dinghy.
This is art, man.
Yeah.
We're just filming.
There's 50 people here. This is art.
Absolutely.
According to the Hans threshold.
That's right. That's the Hans threshold.
Yeah,
like
51,
that.
And you are golden.
You're
so
good.
I think I've had more than 51 at a couple shows.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Combined, all your shows, I think you've had at least that.
Hey, there was a Munich Mall shooting.
Oh, God.
Hans was calling in from Germany. That's too bad. Yeah.
Hans.
At least three people are dead. There's a shooting every day now, though. I mean, that's... What do you guys... There's Melania Trump. How do you say her
Melania?
Name? Melania Trump?
Yeah.
That was perfect,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
She's plagiarizing?
Yeah. Well, whoever wrote her speech is plagiarizing.
I mean, right.
Yeah.
Couldn't they have... Aren't there many other places to steal from? Like, the Michelle Obama...
Yeah, but
word
there,
for
did
word,
you hear
though.
The theory though that's just like to get people talking about it?
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah, I buy into that that theory.
They're geniuses.
I think so. I don't know. It's I go back and forth between him Trump being some kind of marketing and spin
savant.
Genius and just people want to talk about him no matter what, and maybe they're just lazy and they stole it.
So. Well, yeah, I mean, I do believe that. Like, I mean, he's dumb on literally everything except. Selling himself.
Yeah, well, he is a millionaire.
And his team,
and I think
his team is dumb on everything except selling themselves, so I could see both of those angles.
Yeah, it's also not going to...
But I feel like if you're in the room and you're tasked with stealing a speech, you're not just going to go from the one from the year before. Like, you're going to dig into the archives a little bit more than, like...
It's more ballsy to take it from the first lady of the current president from the other political party.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's so, like, aggressive and... Almost crafty. I don't know. But
I buy it. I buy the conspiracy. Yeah,
yeah.
It makes sense.
It's not like it's actually doing any harm to him, to his part.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, he literally could do anything and no one would care.
The people who are outraged about this are just hate him anyways.
Mm.
And, you know, the people are like, oh, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Like him anyways.
She's hot. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, whatever, you know. So,
speaking of hot, I had did I talk about this yet on the show?
I don't know. You haven't said it yet.
Nose job situation?
Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
Went into the doctor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And... Yeah, we've had so much to talk about. We've got.
Yeah, we really wasted a lot of time on that music video.
Ryan Gunther, by the way, I got sad news. We're gonna have comedian perform more than 50. Ryan Gunther calling in. And I like how we're gonna have to vet people from now on. Like, hey, sir, before you do this acoustic, what's the 49?
I need to
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
I actually just texted that to someone. A friend is listening, and I was like, I've only performed in front of 49 people, so you should have came to that show. I would have been over the threshold.
But let me finish this thought. Ryan Gunther was going to call in. Sad news, just got his cat died this morning.
That's a great time to call in, then. Talk about, we can do a little eulogy.
Rest in peace.
Send some love to Ryan Gunther.
Yeah.
I hate that one. I when I was driving here, I
no love.
I hate love.
I was gonna say when I hate when I see old pets. Like I saw some guy walking his dog, and this dog was so old. It had, you know, gray beard, everything.
Old gray beard.
And dog's back legs start to go, like their hips, and it was walking so slowly. And just this guy, it was walking across the street, and this guy was just like, didn't even have it on a leash, you know, because this thing's not getting away or anything.
Go enjoy and some freedom before.
I was so sad to see this old dog. The dog looked happy, but it's like, that thing probably had a year left, you know.
Yeah.
I hate that when pets are going. It's like the hardest thing.
I do feel like in the wild, the good thing about the wild is that you just die at a, like you're killed when you're in your
prime yeah.
by a lion.
Mm. Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of lions, yeah. I ain't lying when I tell you that my nose is, I can't breathe through this thing.
No.
It's got, there's nothing going on in there that's good. I've got a deviated septum,
yeah.
And I went in to get this bad boy checked out. Well, I shouldn't have tried to breathe. That really threw me off.
Oh, man.
And they, get this, Simon, they sprayed freezing solvent into my nose. The guy takes out an aerosol, like, container with a little, he goes, I'm gonna have to spray this.
Like keyboard by the way, cleaner?
I think that this is a consultation.
Yeah.
I'm like, this seems more like an infiltration than a consultation.
Okay.
And the guy goes, I'm gonna tell you right now, honestly, this is gonna taste disgusting. And when the doctor tells you, because usually they're like, it's just a little prick, and then it hurts. It's always like a little worse than what they say. And he's like, this is gonna really suck. I'm like, all right, have at it there, Juan. And that was his name. That's not a racist.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, everyone can be a doctor, Alex. I don't know why you'd think we would think otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Pride Month. And
just say that every time we say something offensive. Pride Month.
He sprayed it into my nose.
Yeah.
And the way I would describe it is, you know when they newly tar a road? They put that black stuff on it. If you took that and made it into a mist and then sprayed it into your face.
That'd be delicious. I would want to see what the problem is.
So was it dripping down the back?
I couldn't feel anything in my back of my face, though, because it all went numb and opened up. And then he took a little snake, like a little camera, and put it into each nose.
Yeah.
And I could watch. I could watch it on the a video screen.
How's the inside of that looking?
It looks like, you know, the shot in Star Wars where they dive into the trench in the first one.
Yeah,
it was like that, but made of flesh, boogers, and nose hair.
Like when they escape the worm.
Or like in that music video I just showed you. Yeah, it was more when they escape the worm.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. And the left side is so boggled in there. I mean, it's bad.
It's blocked up.
It's so blocked up. And he was like, okay, so here's the deal. We can operate on this. We can fix your septum.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to remove so much cartilage. And you're going to have to be out general anesthetic. The recovery time is going to be the same anyway, really, if we do a full nose job.
Okay.
So you should, and that we can use that cartilage.
Is he saying you should consider sprucing it up? Hey, man, I mean, we're going to be
saying,
there.
Look, you're casting a really big shadow on the wall. Looks like Toucan Sam is in this room.
You could really clear this profile up a
little bit. This is it's early, bud, and this is not a sight for sore eyes. He was suggesting heavily that I
get a full
take care of
down.
The old honker.
Well, he just wants some,
and they
some
want the,
cash money.
The money, right? Too. Yeah. They get the referrals, I'm sure. And
he didn't pull out the Sharpie and start, you know, pointing out other flaws in your whole, you know, body.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They
we
were like,
tuck up here. And
we're going to get a bunch of cartilage out from the nose and
we
use
can
that.
Put it wherever you want.
I'm like, can you get a couple centimeters?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Can we pack that cartilage somewhere where I need it?
Yeah.
But, you know.
That's not how it works.
So what are you thinking? Are you thinking nose job?
I think if I get, well,
how do you choose?
Here's the thing. I have to get the septum thing done because I can't, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it's, you can only make this decision once. They can't freeze the cartilage. I mean.
Okay.
They have to, so.
Oh, God. I hate surgery.
Yeah, surgery is awful.
I've never had one.
No.
Oh, well, you're perfect. I mean,
I know. Look at this.
That's true.
Vision of health.
Specimen.
Yeah. Vision of health.
You will get lipo, probably, so stay tuned.
It's like I just went in for a checkup, and he's like, you could really get this taken care of.
You just circled my whole body.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I probably will get it, but I got to save up some money.
You ever watch the surgery shows? Like,
no.
No, I can't
watch those.
No,
I can't watch those. They freak me out too much. Oh, God.
I don't like a place that's too clean. That because you immediately know something not good is going to happen.
And that yellow brown stuff they put on their hands, you know, before surgery, that grosses me out.
And it's like they're open and there's like nine guys hanging around and it's Oh, I don't like it. No, I don't like it. If you like those shows, you're not a good person, I think.
Well,
I'll go ahead and say
What's the draw? What's the draw for watching something like
that? I have no idea.
Are they mainly just plastic surgery that they show, or are there?
I think there's a lot of those. Like I had a weird sickness.
Yeah.
Shows on TLC a lot.
My 6,000 pound foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I was Pride watching. There's so many crazy reality shows.
Do you guys have a favorite?
Well, I was never watching them, but my girlfriend loves them, mm-hmm. and so she wants to put them on. There's like one about really tall people.
Oh, and like, I should be on that show.
But
really tall.
Like 7'8". They're like monsters.
That sounds like a time.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like
yeah.
any height. Yeah. No height should start with 7.
No, yeah. But mostly women. I think it's all women, actually.
Oh, wow.
And
that's tough.
Yeah. And
I can be into that.
It's funny because one of them's a college age girl. She's just going to college, you know.
Yeah.
She's planning on, you know, learning how to cook from her parents.
She's the center of the
You should host
team.
That show.
Yeah.
You should have a really short... Like Danny DeVito, do they have a short host to really show how tall they are?
Well, here's the thing: the college age girl, her mom is extremely tall,
oh.
and her dad was extremely tall. But her mom and dad divorced, and now her mom's dating like a short guy, and he's such a the way they treat this guy, like he's basically a fly, and they just like shoo him away, like shut up, Bill. You know, and he's powerless.
You're only 6'1". What do you know?
Can't hear you from down there.
Like, their house is all outfitted to be, you know, for tall people, and he's got to, you know, get on a step stool to open the fridge.
He has a little, the children's market at Granville Island. There's, like, a little separate door for him.
That's right, yeah. He's like, I'm 5'8". This isn't that, you know.
I'm a regular size. Yeah. You guys are the freaks.
Yeah.
Alex, do you have a show? Like, a weird reality
Vancouverite.
Show? Wow.
I have one every Friday.
Do you have a reality show that you enjoy that people are like, why are you into
this? I don't watch reality shows.
No.
But if I did, it would be Naked and Afraid.
Because you're just describing your life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that one? I don't know what that is.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
What is going on here?
Sorry. That's
CNN photos. A man getting his nose pulled.
Yeah. That'll be me in a couple months.
Oh, my God.
That's how they do
it. That'll be cheaper.
Down.
You should just go wherever that picture's being taken.
A protest and get the riot guards to just smash me with batons.
You would get one of those smoke bomb canisters stuck in your nostril. I bet. They'd be like, funk. It would start coming out of your mouth.
We got it.
Oh, God.
Because your nostrils are so large.
Until someone aggressively rips it open, apparently.
Speaking of large, we've got a large problem with police brutality.
Yes.
And have you guys seen the...
Pride Month.
Well, that one doesn't make sense because they're not getting the...
None of it makes sense.
I think that was the point.
Yeah.
This guy's lying on the ground.
Yeah, this one's pretty, like...
Oh, God.
Ugh. What more could you do? Like, what more could this guy have done?
He's, like, saying, please don't shoot me. Please don't shoot me.
He could
he's
be actively
down.
Making them cupcakes,
he could
maybe?
Just shoot himself and, you know, save them the trouble.
I think they're going to find out that guns... like have a defect that shoot black people or something.
Yeah.
They can't be the police at this point. They're shooting. Did you see the interview on this? The guy goes, why did you shoot me? And the cop went, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that,
well, that's not good.
The one where the what's his, Philando or Castile, where he's, you can watch him die. You know, his girlfriend's sitting next to him in the car and he's sitting there shot. And the cop has the gun in the window. Okay. The cop is freaking out. Way worse than anybody else. He's just going, like he's completely unhinged. You know,
right?
I don't know. What has to be done? Like, what can you do here? Like,
well, I have a
better
theory.
Training. Like,
so all black police officers,
okay,
should be allowed to shoot one white person a year.
Okay,
and if they save,
I've got
up,
a great one in mind.
If they save up for. 5 years.
You. Okay, yeah.
They can shoot a white cop.
Okay.
Now, I know that going in, this sounds a little audacious,
but if
you think about it, they're not going to shoot good white people.
Okay.
They're going to shoot the worst people that probably deserve it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I sort of understand why Gunther didn't call in now.
Yeah.
For that one.
Well, he's mourning his cat. He's stuffing him into a shoebox right now.
But and if they save up for 5 years, uh-huh. you know that they're going to shoot a white cop. So by year four, all the cops in the precinct should be like, I got to be on my best behavior now.
Yeah.
It's a perfect system.
Instead of guns, they should just have 12-pack of eggs, and they should just throw those at criminals.
Yeah, but people have allergies, and you got to be sensitive to that.
That's true. I don't know. I think it's a good idea.
I've never really. I do you guys egg houses?
Buses. We would
when we were young.
Hide behind. I toilet papered a house.
How fun was that?
So fun. One time we would hide. There was this one bus stop that there was a big fence like near it, and it wasn't a yard or anything. It was just a fence into like a parking lot or something, and you couldn't see behind it. So the bus would pull up like, you know, and stop, and then as it
I like that bus sound
yeah
effect.
As it
really
you know,
good.
As it as it took off, we would just like pop our heads up and just throw eggs at it, and it would be driving off already, and then we'd laugh and walk away. And sometimes we would see people would get off the bus and they would just be disgusted, you know. They would just go like, what are you idiots doing?
We're having fun. And then you just hit them with eggs.
We're hooligans. No,
it's like a drug. It's like, speaking of drugs, you know that when they say like you can get into heroin, like you could snort heroin, you can use.
Do they say that?
You can use coke, you can do all these drugs, but the moment you.
Like, this is weird advice, doctor.
Yeah.
The moment, yeah, you can do this, but the moment you inject it,
yeah.
That's when, like, you've crossed the line. There's no turning back. Like, when you've shot up heroin,
yeah.
You're totally hooked.
You're in it.
I feel like with Pokemon Go, that moment comes when you leave, because you're just playing casually, you play a little bit each day. I'm saying yo, I mean I.
Yeah.
I'm walking around, I'm playing Pokemon Go. It's a fun thing to do. And then I go, man, it kills the battery pretty quick. So I have to end my sessions pretty quick.
Okay.
That point when you take a portable battery pack
charger
and you have it in your hoodie pocket and you plug it in.
Yeah.
As soon as you fire that thing up.
How's your data plan doing?
I had to increase it yesterday.
Huh. You increased it?
This is it. This is also... This is like I had to go to the bank and get money out like three times kind of situation.
Rob your grandma.
That's way worse to me than just buying a... like
the battery,
you can use a charger.
The battery pack might actually... I was... like yesterday, I was like, I wish I could charge my phone right now.
No, I'm paying $150 a month now because I need more gigabytes.
I have unlimited
so I can
data.
Abra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've already caught an Abra, but...
Just making a joke.
I know.
Don't worry about that.
Do you feel like this has an end point? Like, is there an end point of where you're like, I'm no longer...
Your life.
My own...
When the car careening down the street hits you, is that going to be the end of your Pokemon Go
addiction? I mean, it doesn't end well. This is one of those...
Have you lost friends over this?
I have none to lose.
Yeah.
Good point.
So you can't divide into zero or whatever. I don't think that made sense. But
by zero, yeah, it's okay, whatever.
That's all right.
You can't divide by or into, so whatever, you know.
I am a zero.
Yeah. Yeah. You're still playing it. You're still hooked on it.
I mean, I'd be playing it right now if we weren't doing the show.
Yeah.
Counting down the minutes.
It's crazy. It is crazy at shows, like, in the last week to just see how many comedians are like, oh, I'm not up yet. Hold on, I'm going to go down the street and get some Pokemon.
Yeah, I was actually...
Comedians are doing that.
Yeah.
I was giving my great aunt a ride, and we pulled up to a red light, and the lady and I was launching into a joke, and I just realized I screwed up the first part.
Oh, well.
Oh, that was going to be good.
Come down to Laugh Lines next week.
It wasn't going
to
be good. Anyway, so it's okay.
It's a tease.
Why don't you try it out?
Should I try it again?
Yeah, let's rewind a little bit.
No, the reason here, I can break down the failure of that, is that I was going to go...
It was you telling it? That was where you went wrong? Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Probably the words and how you said that. When you started the sentence.
And you're unlikable as a person, so you don't have the audience on your
side.
I don't
want to laugh at anything.
Why don't you go play the piano loudly?
Yeah. I should have one in here.
It'd be funny if I was on stage and orderlies just came in, like, off duty.
That'd
just dragged me away.
What's your great-aunt joke here?
Well, see, I wrote...
It's actually a Pokemon Go joke.
Oh, okay.
Lord. But great-aunt into it, because I knew that you... my grandpa's... let's just launch into it again. Let's have another go.
Okay, here we go.
Let's have another go. You're tuned into Vancouver Red on 101. Hey, we're talking about Pokemon Go.
I can't finish a sentence, can you?
And I was giving my grandpa a ride. Okay. We pulled up to a red light, and the lady in the car next to us started playing Pokemon Go on her phone.
Oh, my God. That's very
and he looked
unsafe.
He looked over, and he's shaking his head and looking. Mm-hmm. And I was...
Disapprovingly.
Yeah, and I was like... Oh, I can explain. Grandpa, she's trying to catch these imaginary monsters in this digital world. And then he looked back and he was just like, I know I'm from a different time, Alex, but I just don't think it's right for women to be driving.
Pride week. Pride Month.
Pride Week.
Pride. Yes. Is there a Pride Month?
Everyone should be treated the same.
Very true.
Not the way, well, everyone should be treated well. We have to start treating some people well
first.
But not
as well as the whites. This is a comedy show, guys. We're just joking around here.
Everyone should be treated well except for the rich. That I think we can all get
behind. Well, yeah, I think a lot of people agree with that.
I think that one.
Oh, hey, speaking of rich, Tony Robbins is rich.
Okay.
And he has a new documentary out. It looks really good. It's by the guy who directed the Metallica movie.
Yes.
Let's get into some positive things.
Tony Robbins, that's that guy, right?
I think I like Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was great in Shallow Hal. Really, really pulled that one, but had a great performance in that movie.
Yeah, he's got a...
The man is very tall. I don't know how you couldn't be a...
His hands are bigger than your head.
Well, I have a big head. Let's not get that far, but...
Right.
I don't think Michael Jordan could palm my head.
I'd like to see him dunk with your head.
Yeah.
Smash you into the...
Just throw me into the ocean. That would be... Yeah, that I did watch that documentary because you posted it on Facebook. What's it called? Sorry, the trailer. Yeah.
Did you watch the documentary?
No. Is it out right now?
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix.
What's it called?
It is called... I Am Not Your Guru.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
It looks crazy. Like, people are breaking out in tears and...
Well, he should be paying us royalties here because I'm... But there's a moment in that film, apparently, where... Because people come to his Date with Destiny extended seminar.
Yeah.
And it's personal. And he... Whether you like him or not, it's crazy. He reads all the forms that they fill out from every person. So people fill out all this information on themselves. And he reads every single one, apparently. And there's this part in the movie where blind man is really depressed and suicidal.
It's Bill here. Bill.
And a
Bill in the audience.
It's not your turn yet. Yeah. and a woman who's disfigured, who has all these facial scars, is suicidally depressed. They have suicide night there where all the people that want to kill themselves. No, stand up. Suicide night.
He's motivational in the truest sense of the word. Yeah.
And the blind guy is touching the disfigured woman's and telling her how beautiful she is.
Wow.
And they both have
I'm actually a little bit touched right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds sweet.
Well, like, wouldn't you kind of be like, do you have to get a blind guy to do this? Like, can't you get maybe
it's a
someone
plant
with eyes?
This
like,
is his bit. This is his
me.
Bit.
Come
He's
on.
Like, I got this.
I'm a little upset that this blind guy is touching me. You couldn't get a, you know, someone I could see just to tell me that I look beautiful? Like, yeah, like, come on, dude. You know, like, how offensive is that, really?
Near the end of the seminar, he's so good, he heals a guy's eyesight, and he goes, oh!
I was touching that? It's Pride Week.
Is that contagious?
Yeah. Another Netflix thing was Stranger Things, right? That's what everybody.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, yeah. Have you watched it at all?
I have not watched. I have not watched anything that's been relevant in like 10 years.
No, you're
so
just.
I'm working.
You're thinking
I'm
about
back,
comedy.
I'm back working on X-Files.
Okay.
So I have no. So if you're like, hey, have you watched this? I'm like, no. If it didn't come out, if it came out in the 2000s, I have not.
Well, you've basically seen Stranger Things because it just steals ideas from the 90s.
But I thought that was the idea. Yeah. I thought that was sort of the conceit of it. Though.
It is like
they're pretty upfront about that.
Yeah. It's a 80s horror novel like shrine, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even the lettering they use is so Stephen King lettering from
it's
the 80s.
It's needful things.
It's from Alex's music video that he directed. It's actually the titles for that.
Amazing.
Those were original fonts designed by Jamie, but that's fine.
Did you guys ever seen In the Mouth of Madness?
In the Mouth of Madness.
Into the Mouth of Madness. It's John Carpenter, and it's basically about a horror writer, and that movie stinks. But the best part about it is that they made all these horror novel covers, and like you see
them. I have seen.
Yeah, and it's like Sutter Kane. This guy goes.
Yes, I have seen this. Yeah. Yes, I have seen this.
I feel like
it's based on a novel, is it not?
I have no idea.
The best part of that movie's good, actually.
No,
you like that movie?
I like that movie.
Try a third time. The best.
Well,
part
we're talking here.
Sorry,
I mean,
Alex,
you're the one interrupting us.
I'm making fun of myself. No, go on.
Oh, thank you. You like that movie? Okay, fair enough.
We gotta take a break here, guys.
Look up Sutter Kane book covers in Google Images, and that's my favorite part of the movie is just the. These things it's for you. These books they made because they're so cool looking. I want to read those books.
I love these.
Yeah.
I love these.
And Stranger Things is basically an homage to stuff like that. That's, you know, it's so, did Stephen King have a part in Stranger Things? He must be like, oh, thanks for making this because this is basically all for me. You know, like, He's such an inspiration to the show. And you can hear the music playing right now. Even the music I love, because I
yeah,
like...
Yeah, I really enjoy that.
I like synthwave sort of
Well, 80s. Stephen
What's
King...
What's that one movie with the...
no, just shut up, Alex.
It. It's so good. It's like a horror movie. Orange Crush did the music for. It's like a bad
movie. It Follows?
No. This is going to bother
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Also, now that I really think about it, I really like that movie, Into the Mouth of Madness. Now that I'm seeing the covers, I really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, fair enough.
And when you said it stinks, it's weird that it piqued my interest of like, oh, I would watch that.
Yeah.
If someone is like, this thing is really bad, I'm like, oh, I want to watch that now.
I mean, it's weird when I say something stinks because it doesn't mean I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I mean, as a It's a ridiculous movie, and parts of it don't really make that much sense.
Which is what I love about it.
Yeah, fair enough. But Sam Neill's really awesome in it.
Exactly.
And whoever plays the Sutter Kane, the novelist, he's like a European actor.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah,
I'm
okay.
Try and find the movie I was talking about. Sorry,
if you like Stranger, that's okay. If you like Stranger Things, you probably like Into the Mouth of Madness, which is a title I can't say for the life of me. Have you seen Stranger
that's
Things?
That's what I know. What the movie?
What
is
it?
The Keep.
Oh yeah, The Keep. Is that Wes Craven?
Yes, and yeah. that
Jürgen Prochnow is the name of the actor. We're jumping all over.
It's
the place.
Amazing
Sorry.
That you can pull that out, yeah. But you can't say mouth
into the mouth
with your mouth.
Madness.
You're flubbing the word mouth.
Have you seen Stranger Things, Ox?
I have.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I think the best part of these.
I might watch this now. Now I might watch this.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Tangerine
it was the
Dream.
Third
that's
time
Tangerine.
I've tried to
okay,
finish
sorry.
That sentence. I turned my mic off.
The best part is that this isn't even a bit this time. It's just we're
it's
not
just,
interested in what
yeah,
you're saying.
No, no care. Yeah,
okay,
I was
go
just
ahead.
Really into what I was doing.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
The best part mm-hmm. of these throwback movies, like what was the 8-8? see, I couldn't even.
Oh, wow,
guys, you're not listening to me. Why
Super
is no one listening
Super
to
8.
Me?
Super 8.
Super 8. Stranger,
Super 8.
Stranger Things. Any of these love letter to whatever.
Yeah.
They always make a really cool poster. Like the artwork for Stranger Things when you open on Netflix is one of those like never ending story, like hand drawn posters. Like that's great. And I'm like, oh yeah, I like this stuff. But then I watch it and I'm like, you know what I like for the most part in content is originality and excitement and tension. Mm-hmm. And it's not there because it's predictable. It's the same way I feel about the Marvel movies. We've talked about this a million times.
Yeah.
They are going very, very heavy on the like, this show was popular 10 years ago. Let's just do that again. Like they're going very, very heavy.
I will say
that.
Those Stranger Things, it has, I mean, a lot to talk about. It doesn't stink.
No.
I've enjoyed parts of it and there's parts of it that like I want to talk about. So I think it's worth watching for that.
I can say though with no doubt that it is definitely playing to an aesthetic that I just like so that I you know, it doesn't have to be good for me necessarily. I like whatever, all this stuff they're putting into one thing, the music, the...
Can you put on the Tangerine Dream from the Keep soundtrack? Just so people
I love
know.
Tangerine Dream.
Did you say
it's
Orange
actually...
Crush before, by the way?
It was very close.
Yeah. I was like, he doesn't mean he couldn't be that stupid.
Yeah. Tangerine Dream also did the music for...
the Keep soundtrack. It's so good.
For Legend.
Just so people know how good this is. And also, this movie is so bad, it's amazing. The Keep is such a bad movie.
I couldn't actually finish it.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good how bad it is.
Yeah. I think... Yeah.
You know what band I really like? Falling Rock. I mean, Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone, yeah.
Oh, good thing you're featuring at the Laugh Lines next week. All right.
Tangerine Dream is great.
Maybe just skip
care.
To the middle a little bit.
All right.
This, like,
oh hell yeah,
yeah, exactly. Immediately, you're like, I want to watch this movie.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, Stranger Things. We're probably gonna have to end on these thoughts here because Dave Radio with Radio Dave is coming in.
Okay.
But casting, I think, is really interesting in that show.
You had something interesting to say about Winona Ryder.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of her performance.
You don't like it,
and I got a lot of heat for it. Yeah, I'll give you a little Winona Ryder from Stranger Things.
Okay, let's hear it.
My son is gone. What am I going to do now? Ah, it's so over the top. Yeah. It's horrendous.
Yeah, it is a little over the top.
Oh, it's one note the entire time. She goes from 0 to 100, and then she even overacts even more. So
When you said that, I was only on episode 2, and I was like, oh, she's not that bad. I'm now on like 4 or something. Yeah. I was like, yeah, okay, I've had enough.
Enough.
Yeah, I had enough of this.
With a double E.
It doesn't really bother me, though. I mean... like I said, I'm clouded by the whole style of it. I like it.
I will say, though, and I don't know if this is too, like, womanizing to...
No, this is, it's not bad to say that...
This is a comedy show.
Winona Ryder, I love Winona Ryder. I love the way she looks. Mm. She's such a cutie.
Why is that a bad thing to say?
I'm walking on eggshells here.
Really?
I really need to...
Are you?
Okay, somebody told me something yesterday. I'm going to tell you this after.
Okay.
Okay, wait, I can't go into that. But Winona Ryder, man, she's great.
Oh, boy.
Great
she's,
person.
You know, she's wonderful.
We're looking at her resume here and all the things she's
Look
accomplished
at all
in her
stuff
life.
She's done.
A lot of big work.
You got anything you want to plug, Roman?
Just the Laugh Line show next week will be great.
Just and next week?
Yeah, just all
in general.
It's not where it is. Or
that's really no. It's well, Alex it's and nice. Like you said, Alex and I will both be on it. Alex doing the feature spot. I will be doing a guest spot. It's in New Westminster, Laugh Lines. It's the 29th and then the 28th.
It's right outside Columbia Station.
Exactly.
It's
just down. You follow the Rainbow Sidewalk, there which is Pride Month too.
Pride Week, Pride Month,
and you're gonna have tons of pride in us as a show when you come and. See us both. And Simon, you want to plug anything? You'll be in the...
I'm going to be plugging my face with ribs all day and then plugging the toilet shortly after. So.
You're going to get drunk and I'm going to have to escort you off the premises.
I hope so. I really hope so.
That'll be awkward.
Yeah, I do a show with this guy. All right.
If anyone needs me, I will be at home watching The Keep all day. That's definitely what I'm going to do today.
Yeah.
I actually going to the Canadians game, but then I'm going to watch that movie.
You're going to Canadians game? Nice. Yeah. I've never actually been, but...
It's right down the street from my house, so if anyone...
If anyone wants to be your friend and go with you...
Exactly. Then, yeah. I think it's sold out. They'll sell out. It's crazy. It's
I love baseball because you can watch three innings and then just go do something else.
Yeah, it's very non. Like, if you miss... If you're like, I looked away for 10 minutes, you're not missing anything.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us.
We'll be next week here.
We'll be next week here.
On 101.
A little Shakespearean. Right?
9 FM to the off. 101.9 FM broadcast at Unceded Musqueam Territory.
I'm gonna sing this song with all of my friends, and where I'm from, Barcelona. Love is a feeling that we don't understand, but we're gonna